Welcome to today's edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and I'm here with Rick Varju, Director of Engineering and Operations at Foley & Lardner LLP, and a nominee for ILTA's 2013 Distinguished Peer Award for Leadership. We've had you in this seat before, so welcome back, Rick.
Thank you, Christy. Happy to be here.
Leadership is abundant in the ILTA community, and it's always a pleasure to highlight the best of the best through our Distinguished Peer Awards. Our 2013 nominees were extraordinary in every way, and the judges had a really tough decision in choosing among the four finalists. Each was worthy of honor. Each had a unique leadership style. Rick, can you describe one event in your professional experience that galvanized for you the path that you would travel in becoming a leader?
A small company that I had been employed by for about 7 years closed their doors in December of 1990, just before Christmas time that year. And within a couple days of what initially seemed the most unfortunate situation for me, I began getting calls directly from clients that I had been serving for several years who all needed the kind of technical support and expertise that only I could provide them at that time. One of those clients made the suggestion that I go into business for myself and even offered to help me get started. And so within a month, I was the new proud owner of my own official Subchapter S corporation, which this client and I ran successfully for just over 7 years. I think it was this specific turn of events in my life and professional career that truly gave me my first real insight and experience into what true leadership is all about. Quite honestly, it ignited a passion in me unlike anything I've ever experienced before. I was deeply engaged in all aspects of running the business, mostly out of necessity, and loved every minute of it. I learned and grew more professionally during that time than at any other time in my career, and I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
Well, that's great. If you had to describe your leadership style in one word, what would that be?
I would have to say perceptive. Now, having the keenness of insight and understanding, intuition, and even vision, I think those are key items for me. And I have an overall awareness of my surroundings, the needs of my team, my firm's culture and strategy, and the legal service industry as a whole. And staying on top of innovative technology trends is important. So definitely perceptive.
All right. Yeah. And then if you could, please expound on those leadership qualities that resonate with you, and if you could please connect the dots for us, tell us how your actions reflect those qualities.
Sure. You know, one thing that I think all the greatest and most successful leaders have in common is that they have a passion for what they do, and I think it's this passion that supports the important underlying foundation for leadership success, and in my opinion, is the single most influential quality that differentiates the true greatest leaders from all others. Passion is so key. The leadership qualities that resonate with me, I'd have to start with being a staunch advocate for team. You know, there's no I in leader, just like there's no I in team. And behind every great leader is an even greater team champion. And it takes a team to support all of the IT infrastructure that I'm responsible for. Any success that I enjoy in my role would certainly not be possible without the great team that I have around me. From my perspective, every success is a team success, period. A leader has to be able to keep their team working together as a team. And at a time when we're seeing so much change from an infrastructure technology perspective, I think having the ability to keep everyone working as a unified team is probably more critical now than ever before. And recent innovations in technology are forcing all of us to rethink how we're delivering IT services today and putting ever-increasing challenges on the traditional team environment. For example, new virtualization technology is really blurring the lines that have historically separated traditional server and storage and network and security teams more than ever. And you know, navigating through these new challenges requires leadership who can keep everyone focused on the bigger team picture and less on drawing lines in the sand about which products to embrace or who will assume ownership. You know, I first addressed the challenge of working in silos within my team over a decade ago. And I did that by pulling all areas of expertise together for all the larger collective group meetings and stressing the importance of being one larger unified team versus smaller teams, each doing their own thing and working in a vacuum. Within a relatively short period of time, all the silo walls came down. And I have to say, you know, it was a great transformation to witness and to be part of and dramatically improved not only how everyone worked together, but just as importantly, it improved quality and efficiency of our overall service and support delivery. You know, be no mistake about it, new innovations and technology will continue to present new challenges and apply new pressures on the traditional team model that I think today's leaders are going to have to address. And the great leaders are able to keep their teams focused on the big picture despite the new challenges and pressures. Another quality that is important from my perspective is being an effective team builder. You know, great things happen when you put the right people in the right positions. And while building and establishing a truly great team takes time and a fair amount of patience, getting this right is crucial to both team and leadership success. You'll most likely struggle to achieve success as a leader if you don't surround yourself with great people. And while effective team building is an essential skill for every leader, it can take years of experience to perfect. Now, I certainly made a few less than perfect hiring decisions early in my career, and fortunately I've gotten much better at it over time, and I've established a successful team building track record by really investing a great deal of time and effort in the candidate interview and selection process up front. All the candidates that I interview today participate in a telephone interview with HR first, and then those who make it past the screening interview then interview in person with me. And if they do well, they have to interview again with members of my team. So it's a pretty grueling process. If they don't do well in the interviews, they're not a good fit, period. And while I always make the final hiring decision in my area of responsibility, those decisions are always made based on the collective input from all involved in that process. Another quality is being a mentor whenever the opportunity presents itself. I think you'll be hard-pressed to find an experience more rewarding than sharing your experiences and lifetime of lessons learned with an eager mentee. You know, it's a great way to take all that you've gained from your mentors and real-world experience and pay it forward. You know, my door is always open, and you know, I always welcome the opportunity to share my lessons learned. You know, I've had some great mentors in my life, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to pass that on with my team here, engineers and managers, and not only within my own team, but outside of my own team as well. I'd have to say it's probably one of the most rewarding aspects of being in a leadership role. Another quality is to always be engaged, to be engaged with your team, your peers, your superiors, and business leaders. I think this is absolutely essential to being an effective decision maker and thought leader. You can't be very effective at either without having a clear understanding of what's most important to, you know, those you lead and those you share ideas with and those you report to and those you serve. And while my work schedule can get pretty crazy at times, I always make time to meet and talk with my team, both as a group as well as individually. It's an absolute necessity in my book. And as I said, my door is always open. And quite frankly, sometimes being engaged is less about talking and giving advice or direction, and more about listening. And I think, you know, to be a good leader, you have to be great at both. And being engaged doesn't start and end in the office. You know, getting together with your team or peers and business leaders in a more social venue outside of the office can be a really effective way to talk, listen, and learn in a less formal setting. I certainly make it a point to do this occasionally with my team and others, and including my most valued business partners. I attend locally sponsored vendor events and user group meetings, certainly ILTA events, and of course the annual ILTA conference are all great settings for this. Another quality I'd have to say is to have a hunger for learning. You know, as IT professionals, we obviously work in a world that is forever changing. Great leaders understand that learning has no finish line or end state. They're lifelong students that must adopt and evolve to their surroundings in order to stay on top of industry trends and innovation. I think this leadership quality goes hand in hand with staying engaged. I certainly keep plugged into important industry and technology trends and innovation through, you know, various web sources and trade publications. I read a lot of white papers, attend conferences and briefings, user group meetings, as I mentioned before, and then certainly networking with peers. You know, however, to be honest, some of the greatest and most valuable learning experiences I've ever had have come from members within my own team. You know, I've never met an IT engineer who would turn down an opportunity to share their expertise with someone who's willing to listen and learn. And I think it's a great example of where the mentor becomes the mentee, and that's important. Another quality is to embody and instill confidence and commitment and honesty and a positive can-do attitude, both within yourself and in those around you. You know, I've heard it said, and it certainly has been my personal observation over the years, that people tend to emulate the actions and behaviors of their leaders. So I truly believe that leading by example is very important, and that's an important leadership quality. I try to instill confidence through consistent, sound decision-making and, you know, maintaining calm under pressure. There's certainly no shortage of pressure in the IT business. I instill commitment by working hard every day and following through on the commitments that I make. I try to instill honesty by being very open and upfront with my opinions and concerns and feedback with my team. And I'm generally an optimist and tend to embrace a cup as half full view on things. While no is certainly the right answer sometimes, I'm a big advocate for trying to find an appropriate and effective way to get to yes. I have a plaque on my desk that you can't miss when you walk into my office that says it can be done, and I think that sums it up nicely. Another quality is to be flexible. You know, at a time when everyone's doing more with less, my team often has to work evenings and weekends on short notice, and that's in addition to their regular and very busy daytime schedules. So being flexible with work schedules when, you know, they need time off on short notice, or allowing for flexible start times after late night work events, as well as allowing a couple telecommute days each month, goes a long way for my team and towards providing a better, more manageable work-life balance. Another quality, or group of qualities in this case, to be intuitive, visionary, and not afraid to take risks. You know, the greatest and most successful leaders have the ability to turn today's fictional ideas into tomorrow's non-fictional reality. And, you know, they may not get it right every time, but they don't let fear of failure stop them from pursuing new and innovative ways to solve business challenges. I personally continue to challenge myself and my team to think beyond just the traditional ways of doing things. You know, whether it's an operational procedure or challenging the effectiveness of an existing product or service delivery model, or even offloading certain operational items to a hosted or managed service. You know, challenging the status quo or traditional ways of doing things is a good thing. And I think the greatest and most successful teams and organizations don't become the best by just maintaining the status quo. Another quality would be great communication skills. Leaders must be able to communicate effectively at every level, and they have to be able to read and adjust to their audiences quickly and effectively. I think the best way to describe this from my perspective is that it's almost like applying a communications filter on the fly, you know, based on who you're delivering your messages to. For example, I don't have to apply any filters, so to speak, when I talk to my engineers. However, how I communicate with the IT organization here as a whole, or to practice group support personnel or attorneys and their assistants, you know, has to be tailored appropriately to match each of those specific audiences. And it's a learned skill that one gets better at over time, and I've certainly sent a few messages in my time that I wish I could take back after hitting the send button, and I think we all have. And to be honest, great communication skills do not end with how you communicate. What, when, and how often you communicate is equally as important. I maintain regular communications with all members of my team. You know, I host Monday morning check-ins, as I call them. These are meetings that I hold every Monday morning, every week, with the entire team. And we cover any notable events from the weekend, and then everybody takes a quick 60 seconds to let the rest of the team know what their priorities are for the coming week. It's a great way to keep everybody on the same page with respect to priorities and resource availability, for sure. I also host a separate weekly team meeting to cover change control items and, you know, other tactical and strategic and visionary topics that require more detailed discussions. You know, I'm responsible for my firm's IT infrastructure and operations, and sometimes technology fails. As a leader, I have to be able to deliver both good and bad news equally as effectively. And know this, you know, bad news is always best communicated quickly and transparently. Another quality is to have a sense of humor. You know, in this business, if we don't find time to laugh, we'll all go insane. And a little humor can go a long way when the pressure is really on. And, you know, my team and I find ways to inject a little humor where appropriate. It's great for the team. It's great for the work environment. And it helps promote our firm's overall great place to work strategy. Another quality is delegation. You know, I have a team of highly talented managers and engineers, and I have a great deal of confidence in all of them. So fortunately for me, delegation is easy. I know their strengths, and I delegate individual and group tasks based on those strengths, and it's worked out well. And then I'd have to say last, but certainly not least, an important quality is to inspire others. You know, I absolutely love what I do, and I'm doing what I love. It's my passion. And you know, if you're passionate about what you do, others will see it in you and hopefully feed off of that and become inspired to find their passion as well.
Thank you. You've certainly covered a wide range of leadership qualities that our listeners can keep in mind. You have a lifetime of lessons learned in achieving your success. What advice can you provide those individuals who are starting to climb the leadership ladder?
Well, you know, I would say engage with people at all levels. You know, the more you engage with others, the more aware you become of your surroundings, both you know, from a people and business perspective. So that's really important. I'd also say, you know, seek out those opportunities, both in life and in your career, that offer the greatest challenge and that ignite your passion. You know, those around you, as I said before, will recognize that passion and be more eager to want to follow your lead and throw their full support and confidence behind you. I'd also say, you know, don't wait for opportunities to come to you. You know, seek them out with every ounce of passion you have, or somebody else might. Identify a great mentor or two and, you know, learn as much as you can from them. It's always helpful to learn from others' experiences, especially as you're trying to advance in your career. Another really important thing, humility is a virtue. There will always be someone who knows more than you and is better at certain things than you are, and that's okay. It's always better to serve yourself a little piece of humble pie than it is to have somebody else serve it for you. And then, again, last but certainly not least, you know, I love what you do and do what you love. Once you find your true passion, I think there's no limit to what you can do.
Well, those are certainly some wonderful tidbits of knowledge there, Rick. And that brings us to the end of our program. Thanks to all of our listeners. Please join us again soon. And a big thank you to you, Rick, for sharing all of your thoughts and experiences with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.